Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to subscribe to my weekly devotional blog and monthly update to receive free faith-building resources by email. Go to my website, gracefox.com, and subscribe there. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 27:14.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 27:14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Traveling internationally has taught me a lot about waiting. On the day we leave home, my husband and I wait for a friend who drives us to the airport. We wait in line to have our documents verified and bags checked. Then we wait in the security line. After that, we wait at the boarding gate. On a flight a few months ago, my fully boarded plane had to wait nearly an hour on the tarmac until an unexpected snowstorm stopped so the runways could be cleared for takeoff. But 1 hour on the tarmac is nothing. I sat on the tarmac for 4 hours once at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. I used to consider all that waiting a waste of time, and it made me a little crazy. I fumed and fidgeted and just wanted to get moving so I could reach my destination. But I feel differently now. Experience has taught me that waiting can be a productive time if I maintain the right perspective about it. So now I go prepared. I always carry my laptop, so I'm able to answer emails or write a blog or sort through photos. Sometimes I set work aside and I relax by playing word games on my phone. In the spiritual realm, we might be prone to consider waiting a waste of time if we think it's only about sitting idle while we wait for God to act in response to our prayers. But that's a misperception. Waiting on the Lord can be a valuable time when we see it as an opportunity to exercise our spiritual muscles. We pray, we seek God's face, we dig into His Word, and we watch to see where He's working so we can join Him there. God's waiting room is a place of worship, not a waste of time. In the original language, the word for wait used in today's verse means to wait actively with expectation. It's watching with hope for God to act. We see the same word used in Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Some versions read, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, or those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. In every case, we see the concept of hopeful expectation or active trust. Waiting on the Lord, especially to answer a long-standing prayer request, requires several things from us. First, it requires faith to believe that God will answer, especially when we ask and seek and knock, but we see nothing happen in response. It requires humility. Our human bent tells us that we know best, and so we start telling God what to do as if we have the answers, right? But giving God directions isn't our role. It is our role to continue asking for his help and trusting him to answer in the best way. Waiting on the Lord also requires perseverance. In a long wait with no end in sight, we might be tempted to give up asking God for help and to try resolving the problem ourselves. But waiting on God allows him the time and space to do what's best, no matter how long it takes. The phrase "wait on the Lord" does not imply a good idea or mere suggestion. It's a command, it's an imperative, and it's clearly not as easy as it sounds. That's why the psalmist mentions the need to be brave and courageous. It takes fortitude to stay in God's waiting room without fidgeting and fuming or making the choice to leave. So making the most of our time in God's waiting room means placing ourselves in a posture of surrender in that place. We do so by following Jesus' example when he prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." So we hold our hopes and our expectations for our desired outcome in an open hand, and we trust God to bring about the very best outcome. Making the most of our time in God's waiting room also involves praise. Within the context of today's verse, the psalmist was waiting for God to rescue him from his enemies. In verse 1, he praised the Lord as his light and salvation and fortress. Recalling these aspects of God's character fortified his courage as he waited for deliverance. Praising God changes our perspective. We focus less on the circumstances that have driven us to prayer in the first place, and we focus more on the faithfulness and power of God to change those circumstances. Praise calms our fears and builds our trust. It enables us to wait well, even if we don't see the answer we want or as readily as we wish. And finally, making the most of our time in God's waiting room involves seeking his face. The psalmist wrote, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Yes, we want him to rush to our rescue, and yes, we want him to fix what's wrong, but more than that, we want to know him and his heart. We want to know him intimately, and his waiting room is often one of the best places for our friendship with him to grow. Waiting on God is not easy, but it's worth it. Isaiah 64:4 says, "Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him." My friend, God blesses those who trust him, who live from an attitude of confident hope and expectation that he will prove faithful. So let's learn to wait well. May I pray for you? Father, waiting on you is difficult for us. Our human bent wants to rush headlong into finding answers and solutions for our problems. We want quick fixes. Please teach us to wait on you, to be patient and to persevere when we don't see immediate answers to our prayers. Help us learn to be brave and courageous as we wait with hopeful anticipation for the very best outcome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.